Sagt der Heilige Mishnah weiter, Masechtes Kelim Perek Hei Mishnah Zayin. Tanur, Shenitma Tanur, that became Tamei, Ketzad Metairin. I say, how are you Metairit? Chol Kailashlash, you have to divide it into three. V'goyres et feila, and scrape off the insulation. Achiyahi Ba'aretz. You have to scrape it off all the way to the bottom, because if some of the insulation would be left, you don't go all the way to the bottom scraping it off. It's really still connected, even though you cut through at two different places. So you have to scrape off the insulation all the way down to the bottom to make sure that this one oven is now mamish three. Remeir says, "Ain't it tzarich ligeres et feila? You don't have to scrape off the insulation, the coating, and v'lo yad shei baretz. You don't have to cut all the way down until it reaches the ground, even the walls themselves. Ela mamayte mebefnim abartvach. You cut the walls of the oven from the inside. You don't have to remove any of the clay, but you cut it down until it's less than four tefachim. It's no longer an oven. It now becomes tahar." Okay, let's go back and remind ourselves that in many ways, kli cheres has different halachis. For example, you can take a kli cheres and tile it in the best mikveh in the world. It won't become tahar. That's what the Torah says. The only way to be metar kli cheres is by breaking it. And an oven is included in that. These ovens are made out of cheres. The pasuk says, "Taner v'karayim yutatz tmeim he." We learn from here, as long as the taner is complete, it remains tamei. The Bat Tanur reminds us what a taner looks like. It's like a pot. We put it down on the ground. If you want, you can imagine you're putting down a pot upside down, but there are really holes on both sides. It's wider at the bottom, narrow at the top. You connect it to the ground, and you smear like a clay around it. And you make it really thick so that it works as an insulation. It preserves the heat. That clay around it is called tefela. A tafel means like a side dish. There's an ikker in a tafel. So it's a tafel to the oven. The oven itself is made out of cheres. The clay is the insulation that's going to keep it warm. So the tanner became tam. I have to break it. It's the only way to be metayer it. So I know I can just take a sledgehammer and break it, but I really want to know how little do I have to break in order to get my tahar. That's really the question the Mishnah is asking. Tanur shenitma ketzad metayer, and I say, how can I be metayer it, doing as little damage as possible? But officially, it's broken. And on that, the Mishnah answers, chol koil shloisha. You divide it into three. You can't just divide it into two, because then one is going to be the roiv. It's like when you break the matzah for yachatz, which is the bigger piece. I know my mazel is when I break the matzah, it falls into different pieces. But most people break it into two, and they have to figure out which is the bigger piece, right? Usually when you break something into two, there's a bigger piece. It's a bigger piece, it's roiv of the cheres that's left over, and that's going to be problematic. So therefore, we want to cut it into three. And the Chachamim say you also have to be v'goyres et feila. You have to totally scrape off the insulation that connects it all the way down to the ground, atshei ba'aretz, to make sure even at the bottom that it's not connected through this glue-like clay. Another pshat, by the way, is atshei ba'aretz goes on the cutting. You have to cut mamish down to the ground, says the Bat Tanura. And Rav Meir says, no, you don't have to scrape off the insulation. Rav Meir says, ein etzarach ligeres et feila. And you have to cut down to the ground. Leave the insulation in place. On the inside, cut the walls. Cut it down so that it's less than four tefachim. That's what it means, because that's the shear of a tanner, four tefachim. And now it's not mekabel tum anymore. So according to Rav Meir, it's much easier to be metayer an oven. Now we have another sheet, the sheet of Rav Shimon. Rav Shimon says, it's not enough to cut the oven into pieces. But tzarech la'asiyah, you have to separate the pieces one from another. So Rav Shimon is being even more machmer than the Tanakama. Tanakama said you have to cut it all the way down and scrape off the insulation. So Rav Shimon, even that wouldn't do the trick. You have to physically separate the pieces so that they're not standing together. Some say Rav Shimon holds that so that Rambam learns you have to physically remove it from the ground. That's Rav Shimon, the Pasuk, Tana v'karayim yutatz. So if I ask you, Lamaisa, how do you break an oven to make sure it's tar? How little do I have to break? So if it went from the easiest shita to the hardest shita. The easiest shita is Remeir. Remeir says, leave the insulation in place, just cut from the inside three chalakim and get it down to less than four tefachim. A little bit more strict is the shita of the Tanakam, actually a lot more strict. You have to cut it into three, you have to cut all the way down to the ground, and you have to scrape off that insulation. And even more strict than that is Rav Shimon's shita, who says, not only you have to cut it down to the ground, but you have to mamish separate the pieces one from another, to physically separate them. Zak the Mishnah Vayiter, what if he didn't learn this Mishnah? He thought you just have to cut it into two. Chalakei l'shnayim. So what you're going to have is, as in most cases, echad gadol ve'echad katan. One part is bigger, one part is smaller. Sak the Mishnah, you're going to have a problem. Because Haggadah, like we explained, the bigger part, which would be roiv, most of the oven, tummy would be tummy. That still keeps its doma. Ve'akotin, but the smaller part, tar, that would taka be tar. Zak the Mishnah, what about if Chalokia l'shloisha? He divided it into three. Notice he cut it twice, so have three parts. Right? Try to imagine. If you have a round cup, and you cut it twice, you can have three parts. But the echad, one of the parts, gadol kishnayim, is as big as two of the others. So even though you cut it into three, you're still going to have a problem. Because Haggadah, which is basically half of the oven, tummy would be tummy. Shnayim mektanim, the two smaller ones, tarim would be tar. The reason the bigger one is tummy is because I'm still worried maybe it's roi vatana. You really have to start measuring. So you're supposed to divide it into three. And even if you divide it into three, you also have to be careful that cut it evenly to make sure that you don't have one piece that's as big as the other two.